And welcome back to today's Lately Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. This is Mike Effner talking today with Norwalk girls tennis senior Anya Kallenbach. And Anya, thanks for joining us. The tennis season is right around the corner. How much are you looking forward to that first duel on March 28th?
Oh, I'm definitely excited to get back out on the court for the season and ready to just get started on my senior year.
You had a very good junior season last year. You were 7-0 at the number two singles in conference play, I believe 9-1 overall. You were third at the conference meet in your flight two singles. Also went 5-2 in doubles with Kelsey Dammeyer as your partner there. What are your best memories of last season and kind of what would you attribute your success to that you had last year?
I think some of my favorite memories were just getting to play with Kelsey for doubles. We are friends off the court as well, so it was really exciting to be able to play together for her senior season and just kind of to have the experience of playing with somebody else who I'm close with on and off the court. I think I attribute my success in singles just to a lot of the work that I put in outside of the season and outside of just like normal school practice. I try to play multiple times a week outside of practice and just kind of keep myself active and so I don't lose my endurance. And
okay. Unfortunately, you had a late season shoulder injury that kept you out of the postseason. How hard was it for you to kind of watch the individual and the team regionals going on and from the sideline? And did you learn anything from that experience?
It was definitely hard to kind of know that I wasn't able to participate, but I still really enjoyed being able to go and support my teammates, and I was able to go watch both team and individual regionals, and I think I learned a lot about just the value of being a good teammate, and that even when I can't do it myself or I can't be participating to help the team, I can still be a valuable member in encouraging my teammates and cheering them on.
Absolutely. And then what other activities are you involved with at Norwalk?
I'm involved with Student Council, National Honor Society, Dance Marathon, Show Choir, and Color Guard.
Okay, so busy schedule there.
Yeah.
Once again, we're talking with Norwalk senior girls tennis player Anya Kallenbach on today's Lately Radio Sports page. And Anya, have you been playing tennis for a long time, and how did you get started in the sport?
I haven't been playing seriously for too long. I started kind of really putting effort and motivation into it during the fall of my freshman year. We always had kind of played around with tennis rackets and stuff as kids because my mom was a tennis player and she's kind of the reason I got into it. So I would say that's probably how I was interested in playing.
Okay. What do you like most about the sport? Because it's your main sport, right?
Yes, it is my main sport. I think my favorite part about tennis is just that you're still like participating as a team and towards a team goal, but it's also like very individual. And so like I have a team, I have the entire team atmosphere, but I'm also able to kind of work on my own and make sure that I'm putting in my best effort for what I want to see off of the court.
And I'm sure you watched your mom play a lot growing up, but are there any famous tennis players that you've been a fan of growing up that you've tried to kind of emulate a little bit?
I think as a kid, whenever we had like U.S. Open or Australian Open on, I really enjoyed watching Serena Williams just because she was an American that I enjoyed watching. But more recently, I've really enjoyed watching Coco Gauff as she's a player who's similar age to me. And it's really cool to see just how talented of a player she is and how I can watch different ways that she plays and different things that I can just try and take into my own play.
Well, you picked a couple of good ones there. And how about your own game? What do you feel like are the best parts of your game? What are you best at on the court?
I think that my strongest kind of part of my play is my ground strokes and baseline play. That's definitely where I feel the most confident at on the court. And so I would say that's probably where I'm strongest.
And what's something you're looking to really improve on this year as a senior?
I'm really hoping to improve on just kind of my consistency with serves and just making sure that I can add a little more strategy into some of my play.
Do you prefer singles or doubles, or is it just you love them both?
I really love both, but I think that it kind of depends on the meet, whether or not I am preferring singles or doubles.
And then the team last year also had a lot of success, 12-1 overall in duels. You were conference champions at 7-0, advanced to the regional duels a couple straight years now. How much do you enjoy the team aspect as well? You kind of mentioned that earlier, but the team aspect of tennis.
I really love being able to work as a team and kind of getting to know the ways that my different teammates play and seeing their success in the season. And also once we get into our team regional play, it's really fun to be able to just kind of work together to try and get to advance.
Well, you've got some pretty good players coming back this year along with yourself, and a lot of you guys are going to be seniors. What are some of the goals for the team this year and then for yourself as well in singles and doubles?
I think a goal that our team has is just kind of to keep going on a lot of the success that we had last year, and just kind of, although we did lose some of our seniors, just to continue on and keep working with what we got and try and have as much positive outcome as we can. I think a personal goal of mine is just kind of to bounce back from my shoulder injury and just kind of get back into where I was last season and try and get lots of consistency and endurance.
All right, and then one final question for you. If you guys were able to get to the state duels, or if you were able to get to the state tournament in singles or doubles, just how much would that mean to you to finish your career at the state tournament?
I think it would be just an incredible experience. Just kind of to finish out my senior year that way would be super fun. Even if it's just any part of our team going into individual or double state, it's just so much fun to see people you know or yourself playing in the tournament. And I think that would be a really exciting thing to bring on with me to college.
And are you thinking about playing at the college level?
I'm planning to play at Minnesota State Mankato.
All right, that's awesome. Congratulations there.
Thank you.
And that's been Norwalk senior tennis player Anya Kallenbach. Thanks for joining us, and good luck this season.
Thank you.